Have you on with us today to talk a little bit about, I think in particular, a lot of interest yesterday with the Kentucky House Agriculture Committee, chaired by your counterpart, Richard Heath, over in the over in Graves County, who chairs that committee, passing out the Murray State University Vet School bill. Of course, it will soon hit the floor of the Kentucky House and then comes to your committee in the Kentucky Senate. You're chair of the Kentucky Senate Agriculture Committee. Really, what are you hearing? What are you hearing about the Murray State Vet School bill?
Yeah, that bill has gotten a lot of attention on both sides for people that are for it and against it. And a lot of the arguments got brought out yesterday. I thought that Dr. Parr and Dr. Jackson did an excellent job in presenting Murray State's side of this. And sometimes when things seem like a no-brainer, that's when a lot of people come out in opposition to things that seem logical, and I think that's the case with what we're dealing with the vet school right now.
So obviously, you know, once it gets through the House, if that's successful, there are 53 co-sponsors. You feel like it's got a good opportunity. So really, what do you see coming up, and how do you feel about the bill itself, and what do you see happening in the Senate?
I think it'll be a tougher sled in the Senate. The opponents of this bill are dug in a little better on the Senate side than the House side. But I think that it'll garner a lot of support. We'll have a good, robust discussion about it over here, much like they did in the House yesterday. But I'm fairly optimistic that we'll get that part through. It's important procedurally to talk about a couple of pieces of this. First of all, Chair Heath's bill passing that bill does not mean that there will be a vet school put at Murray State or anywhere. It's a small change. They talked for an hour and 40 minutes yesterday over changing four words in a statute. But the base law in Kentucky is at a certain level of graduate studies, only University of Louisville or University of Kentucky can have those. And you have to change the statute to allow that to happen. And we have changed the statute a number of times for a law school at Northern Kentucky, for instance, and there's a graduate program at Western, and there's a osteopathy at University of Pikeville, so there is precedent for this, and I don't think that many people are really that bothered by it. But that's just the first part. Then the second part is the funding part. So it's a two-step process, and it seems fairly simple. Sorry, I'm having a phone problem here. It seems fairly simple, but it's a pretty complex process.
Obviously. So I know you are. Are you a supporter of the bill? What are your thoughts there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Chair Heath and I have worked on both sides of, in both chambers, on this since probably early May on a definite level, meeting with the various groups and working through various issues. But for various reasons, it was decided to start in the House to bring this over to the Senate.
It's obviously very important. So what is it going to take? And do you feel like the prospect is good that we'll see this come out of the General Assembly this year?
I think so. Yeah. I'll be real surprised if it doesn't.
And the funding piece of it, I talked to Representative Jason Petrie yesterday about just in particular that issue. How do you fund a project like this? Where do you find the funding for a project like this?
Well, there's two parts of the funding. There's the fiscal plant part where we build a building, and the estimate ask on that is $89 million, which seems like a lot of money, and it is. But University of Kentucky's asked for a new ag building so they can tear down their current one and put a medical building in there that they want us to pay for is about $242 million. So when you go to comparing costs, it's all relative. But there's then the operating component for what day-to-day operations cost on an ongoing basis that would be a continuous appropriation. And both of those were discussed at length in the committee yesterday.
And I think that's probably where the rubber meets the road, just coming up with the funding once we get it across the finish line here. And so, obviously, how soon do you think you might see that bill in the Senate in your committee?
I don't know. I don't know what the plans are for the House, but I would like to go back and touch on a couple of things on the funding.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
I think it's important even on the issues that I champion, like this vet school at Murray State, I think it's important to really sit down and have a cost-benefit analysis on how we're spending our tax dollars. So I don't have a problem with that at all. I think that's an important part of the process, and I'm glad we're going through it. There's always a decision about getting a return on your investment on what we're spending taxpayers' money for, and $89 million is a lot of money. But this issue has reached almost a critical point in our state, especially for our production agriculture. Our large animal vet shortage is becoming more and more acute as more and more of our large animal vets age out, and they're not being replaced by younger generations. I know University of Kentucky presented a proposal on how to solve this a few weeks ago. It's amazing what Murray State wanting to put a vet school in to solve a problem did to motivate others to come up with solutions where none had been presented for years. But their proposal was just basically retreading the same old things that we've been doing that have failed. So we have this problem. It's a supply-demand issue. We have this problem, and I think the decision is a good one to spend this money to build this part of the facility to train veterinarians to service all people in Kentucky that have animals, whether it's your pets or your production agriculture as well.
Well, Senator, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, sir, for a little time this morning. I know you have a busy schedule today, and we've got news coming, but thank you so much. Look forward to talking with you again on Legislative Update this weekend, okay?
Yeah, I look forward to talking about this issue again. There's a lot of parts to it, and it's very important for our area.
I know you'll be watching very closely as it moves through the Kentucky Senate as well. Thank you for your work, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Yes, sir. State Senator Jason Howell.